Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, that extra hour of sleep was clutch because that was a long game for a lot of you. Game 7 of the World Series went late. A lot of that extra stuff afterwards, watching and wishing it was you. Unless you're a Dodgers fan, then it was you. And it was a tremendous World Series and a tremendous Game 7 to cap it all. And that was baseball at its best. I really hope that there were non-baseball fans watching that and saying, hey, you know what? I like this sport. I'm in. This is fun. I mean, this is drama. This is what you dream about. When you're a little kid and you're playing with your buddies out in the backyard, those are the exact scenarios that you talk about. 4-3 game, top of the ninth, trying to close it out. Boom! Home run by Rojas. 11th inning. 4-4 game. Will Smith, bang, home run. And the catches and the drama of the bench clearing incident after two inside pitches were thrown. And Yamamoto on not three, not two, not one, 0 days rest. Zero. Doing something that I can recall only Madison Bumgarner ever tried to pull off. And I'm not sure if it happens again. We'll see. But he's the best pitcher on the planet in my book, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I mean, just everything that happened in the game that went the Dodgers' way and everything that went against the Blue Jays. I mean, goodness gracious, you got to run through the plate if you're Isaiah Kiner Falefa, don't you? They win the World Series if he does that. You can't, you cannot hit a ground ball there in the bottom of the 11th and close the game out on a double play. Can't happen. And obviously you can't hang a slider to a hitter at any level and the number nine hitter and Will Smith. I mean, it's just amazing how many chances the Blue Jays had to win it and didn't. And the Dodgers are the champions and they find ways to win. And I know we're going to go through the highlights in a second. I know that we all roll our eyes when it comes to the Dodgers, except for you Dodgers fans. Congratulations. Because we say, oh, the $500 million payroll, and they get everything they want, and they're all they do is write checks, and that's how they won. Actually, they do all of it right. They found a way to skirt the system. They have $68 million deferred to Ohtani. That allows them to pay even more people more money. But they also have an amazing farm system with an incredible array of coaches and instructors and coordinators and pitching labs and hitting labs and strength and conditioning and mental health and a great front office that is expanding and works in collaboration. Everything that the Cardinals want, by the way, everything that the Cardinals are trying to do is that. Now, they don't have the pockets or the number two media market in America to work from, but the Cardinals have some money, and if they build the right system, they could put themselves together a contender. But what the Dodgers do is exactly what you want. They play winning baseball at every single level. And they, when you play for the Dodgers, you are an exceptional winning player in some way, shape, or form. Whether you're Klein, the kid out of Bloomington, Indiana, with the beard who shut things down, whether you're Miguel Rojas, who hadn't hit home runs since September 19th, jumps off the bench and says, I want to play. I got this. If you're Andy Pajas, comes in the middle of the ninth inning, for crying out loud, for Tommy Edman, and makes a great play. Everybody on the Dodgers is a winner and a winning player, and they just find the right combination of those players. They push all the right buttons, and they won the championship. Let's go to the highlights. So let me first – let's just go deep into it. I'm not going to take all day because this is a four-hour, seven-minute game. But, Drew, let's start with this. This is where I think things started to turn. So it's a 4-2 lead for the Blue Jays. They're up 4-2. In the bottom, top of the seventh, actually, they get out of the inning with Trey Yesavage. Now, this was like watching two managers manage an all-star game. You know, they're putting starters into the game late in the game to shut things down. He had Snell in there later. Now you got Yesavage is in there in the seventh inning. He finishes it. This is the 22-year-old kid who just made his debut this year, who was in single-A earlier this year. You probably know the story by now. Rookie record, 12 strikeouts in a World Series game earlier in the series. So, it's Trey Yesavage. They bring him back out in the eighth inning. But even the great Trey Yesavage, with this splitter that the whole world is talking about, has got to throw it in the eighth inning of Game 7 of the World Series against this Dodgers lineup. And you can't throw one where he threw this one to Max Muncy.
One out, bases empty, 4-2 Jays. The 1-1 pitch. Muncy launches in the air, deep right field. This ball is gone! Off the ribbon inside the found that here in Toronto, we are within a run. The Dodgers down 4-3.
Boy, they kept chipping away before that, too. Remember, they had the sac fly RBI to make it from 3-1 to 3-2. The Dodgers just keep themselves in the game. They pitch well. They hit well. They play great defense. There was not one error made from either team in this ballgame. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But the Dodgers have now climbed to within 4-3. Again, follow me here. We're in the eighth inning of Game 7 of the World Series, and Trey Yesavage feels, I'm sure, let down, but he's got to recover somehow, some way. And I mean, that was a mash of a home run by Muncy off the facade, as described right there. He gets Teoscar Hernandez to ground out. Everybody take a breath. The Blue Jays have the lead. It's all good. They're bringing in their closer, Jeff Hoffman, and he gets Tommy Edman, the dangerous Tommy Edman, to ground out to end any sort of threat, and we're going to the bottom of the eighth. Ernie Clement leads off with a double. Blake Snell comes into the game. Andrés Giménez lines out. George Springer strikes out. Davis Schneider comes in for Lucas, and he strikes out. And the pitcher of record is, yep, you guessed it. I mean, just a tremendous, tremendous pitcher. You know, you look at all of the pitchers in Dodger history, and, you know, you go through their great long history. I think when it's all said and done, you're going to go back and look through the Dodgers history and say that Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who is going to come in a little bit later, is one of the best. But I think that there are some unsung heroes on this team and on this staff. I mean, look at the pitchers who have performed in this game in one game. Shohei Ohtani, Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell. But people might forget about Emmett Sheehan. You know, there are all these pitchers. He went a scoreless inning in a very, very difficult spot. And by the way, his ERA was 8.59 coming into Game 7 of this series. I mean, this is some... Like, that's what I'm saying, is that they're not all just all-stars coming off the bench, household names. They all play a role as winning players. And the Dodgers have themselves quite the arsenal. And Emmett Sheehan gets replaced by Blake Snell, and Snell comes in. He gets a line out, a strikeout, and a strikeout. Blake Snell. And you got yourself a deal. So the top of the ninth we go, and this is where I take issue with the Blue Jays. It's a 4-3 game, and you just can't hang pitches. And it's unfortunate that Hoffman, who I feel terrible for him, but you just can't let it happen. And this is what happened. With one out, he strikes out Kike Hernandez, but he can't get past Miguel Rojas.
Can Rojas fight his way on base? Full count, Hoffman delivers. Rojas hits it in the air, left field. This ball's got some carry. It is gone! It's gone! And Game 7 is tied! Miguel Rojas off the bench in Game 6, on the board in Game 7.
This crowd, well, we talked about it in another series. This has turned into a library here. Miguel Rojas.
And again, Rojas with the big home run, and he's circling the bases, and it's an amazing moment. I mean, it's a tying home run in Game 7 of the World Series that has, in the ninth inning, never happened before. It's the first time in baseball that we've seen that happen. But it's all thanks to players like Emmett Sheehan, who pitched a score. I talked about him earlier. A scoreless seventh inning. Do not forget that. He got Bichette, he got Barger, and he got Varsho in a huge moment in the bottom of the seventh inning. So again, we advance now to the ninth. The reason that the Dodgers are still hanging around is the Blue Jays could not get those extra runs. You cannot let the Dodgers, even their number nine hitter, hang around in a one-run game, and that's exactly what happened. Rojas hits the home run. Now, they do get out of the rest of that inning, and we're heading now to the bottom of the ninth. It's a 4-4 game. You can win this right here, right now, if you're the Blue Jays. And in the bottom of the ninth, they have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He flies out. Remember, it looked off the bat like it might, but it falls short, and Edmund makes the catch. And then Bo Bichette singles to left. Then they bring in Isaiah Kiner-Falefa as a pinch runner. Addison Barger walks. That puts Kiner-Falefa at second base. Yamamoto comes into the game. Yamamoto hits Alejandro Kirk, the first batter that he faces. And the bases are loaded. Dave Roberts summons the umpires and said, I got a switch here. I'm taking Tommy Edman out of the game. Middle of the inning. I'm taking Tommy Edman out of the game. I'm putting in Andy Pyes, center fielder, as if he knew what was about to happen. What happened next is Dalton Varsho hits a ground ball to Miguel Rojas. Now, it kind of goes off Yamamoto, and Rojas kind of fumbles with it for a second, and he's got to go home with it. He throws home, and he gets Kiner-Falefa out at home by an eyelash. But if you go back and look at Kiner-Falefa, he's the pinch runner now. He's in there to do one thing, and that is run the bases. What is he doing leading off 7 feet off of first third base with Max Muncy, the third baseman, 15 feet off of third base? They measured it, 7.8 feet was his lead off of third base, Kiner-Falefa. There's nobody around. Do you think he's going to get picked off by a ghost? I mean, there's nobody. So then the ground ball's hit, bonk, bonk, it bounces around, and Kiner-Falefa comes home, and he slides. It's a force play at home. You just run full speed and run through the plate, and the game is over. But he does, and he slides. And this is not, you know, he knows baseball, but this is the pressure of a Game 7 of the World Series. You just tighten up. We saw the Phillies throw a ball away to lose a series. It happens. And he gets thrown out at home plate. And then the play. I mean, this will go down as the catch in Dodgers history. It's bottom of the ninth, and the batter is Ernie Clement.
Ernie Clement, who has had a tremendous game seven. 3-for-4 with a double, stolen base, and a run scored. He has set a new Major League postseason record for hits in a single postseason with now 30. Number 31 would give Toronto a World Series. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch. Clement lifts it in the air, left field. Kike Hernandez running back. It's in the gap. It is on the track. They converge. Paez reaches up and makes the catch as he crashes into Kike. Oh, my gosh. We're going to extra innings. A Yamamoto miracle in the ninth.
Well, they put Paez in there for his throwing arm. The defense, because Kike Hernandez was playing shallow. He was going to have no chance to go back and get that ball. And the Dodgers, with bases loaded and one out, come up with two sparkling plays to take it to the 10th in Game 7.
That is so accurate. Paez has a better arm than Edmund. Edmund could have made the catch. Edmund's a great fielder. But he's got a better arm than Edmund. That's why they had him in there. But what an unbelievable catch. I mean, just unbelievable. Under the circumstances, crowd roaring, ball sailing out into left center, collides into Kike and makes the catch to end the inning. Are you kidding me? Just an amazing play. So the top of the 10th comes around, and the pitcher, Dominguez, credit to him, he gets through a tough inning, but he gets through it, and we head to the bottom of the 10th, and Yamamoto goes 1-2-3. And sends it to the 11th inning. And Shane Bieber, Mr. Cool, is the pitcher. I love Bieber. He's a really nice pitcher, really good starter in his last start. But again, these are like all-star substitutions. And here comes the relief of Shane Bieber. He gets the ground out for Rojas. He gets a ground out for Otani. It looks like the right move until he throws this to Will Smith.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. will lead off the bottom of the 11th. Can the Dodgers scratch a run across before then? The 2-0. Smith with a smash in the air to deep left field. This ball is out of here! Smith lets it fly and breaks the tie in Game 7 as number 16 stays clutch.
Incredible. Will Smith has been a clutch hitter for a long time. And again, you cannot look. The Blue Jays got beat by their own game. All they do is hit home runs, and the Dodgers hit two out of the park in the ninth and then the 11th. They can't keep the ball in the ballpark. And Smith hits the home run to put the Dodgers up 5-4. But this Blue Jays team does not give in. This game is far from over. The leadoff hitter is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and he promptly doubles off of Yamamoto. He's standing at second, his first hit of the game, and he's pumping his fist and yelling, saying, let's go. And so you got yourself around. You've got to get him to third base. You have to. And Kiner Falefa does. The guy I just ripped for his base running drops down a beautiful bunt and gets Guerrero to third. So there's one out. Then Barger walks. So runners at first and third with one out. Under no circumstance can you hit a ground ball that could be a double play to end this game. You have got to get the ball in the air or strike out for all I care. Or bring in a pinch hitter, somebody who can do one of those things, hit the ball in the air. But Alejandro Kirk is the batter. They stay with him. And this is the call on the Dodgers Radio Network.
Hold on to your butts, folks. Blue Jays on the corners, one out. The Dodgers lead by one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yamamoto's 0-2. Coming to Kirk. Broken back. Ground ball. Betts has it. Steps on the bag. The throw to first. Double play! From backs against the wall to back to back. The Dodgers cement their dynasty.
That's how it ends. The World Series goes to the Dodgers. They have won 9 World Series. The Cardinals have 11. Dodgers are on their heels now, just 2 back. Back-to-back World Championships for the first time since the Yankees won 3 in a row in 98, 99, 2000. That's how hard it is. It's been 25 years. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions again. Clayton Kershaw ends his career as a champion, hugging his family on the field, crying his eyes out, and the Blue Jays, you talk about crying your eyes out, that was just devastating to watch the pain they had to go through on the other side. But that's sports for you. You know, someone's got to win it, someone has to lose it, and the Dodgers win the World Series in an incredible game, epic, and really one of the great series. We saw a lot of firsts throughout that series. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. My projection for the college football playoff. Then we'll take another break before Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens, is going to join us on the eve of his opener against Southeast Missouri State. The Blues lost again. We'll get into that at 10:45. 11:05 NFL picks, 11:15. Ed Glotzbach in studio, chairman of the BMW Championship. 11:30, Haim Bloom, president of baseball operations for the Cardinals. 11:45, Bernie Miklas. What a show. What a game last night. It's over. The offseason begins for the Cardinals. Back after this on KMOA.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, I went a little longer on the World Series than I wanted to, but I had to just sort of go through that and explain it with you and just kind of, you know, get through it. Now, college football was also on my mind yesterday. Yes, I did watch the entire Indiana game, 55-10. You have to understand that we are still, as IU fans, blown away by this experience. We are not taking anything for granted. Was I nervous before the game? No. But every time you go on the road and you're dealing with injuries like they are, you just have a little bit of trepidation, and they leave no doubt. I mean, they just absolutely destroy people, and they won 55-10 and actually backed off in the fourth quarter. the college football playoff rankings, where do I think they're going to be when it comes out on Tuesday night? I think they will still be 2. Do I think they should be 1? I think there's a strong case. They have the best win at Oregon. They have smoked everybody. Remember, they beat Illinois when they were 9 in the country, 63-10. They beat everybody, it seems, by 50. Their toughest one was at Iowa, tough place to play, 20-15 win, and on it goes. I think Indiana is the best right now, playing the best in the country, but I think Ohio State will be 1, and the reason is they're the national champions, and they've passed the eye test. They've dominated every game they've been in. I mean, how do you vote against that right now? They should earn the benefit of the doubt and be 1, and I think they probably will, with Indiana 2. 3 is interesting. I think it should be Texas A&M. I think there's a chance that some people might try to even put Alabama above them with the brand. It's always brand. But A&M absolutely should be 3. You could even make a case for 2 or 1 for them because of their strength of schedule. But A&M should be 3. I think Alabama will be 4, and Georgia will be 5. Now, the rest of them, this is where it gets a little tricky. And just kind of hear me out here. Because I've been looking at this thing, and one of them that I looked at was what College Football News had to say. I thought theirs was kind of interesting. They came out with a new projection this morning. And this is kind of how they broke it down. So first, they did top 25. So I'll just kind of let you know where Missouri is if you're curious. They've got Missouri in at 16, saying that they have no good wins. And they're probably right. Their best win is the South Carolina game, really. So there's nothing in that win column, says College Football News, that puts them above that. And I get that. Vanderbilt losing yesterday to Texas dropped them down to 15, Missouri 16, 14 Louisville, 13 Virginia. Here's their top 12. Oklahoma at 12. They're back in after beating Tennessee. I don't really have a lot of issue with this top 12. Texas, they have them back in there after the win over Vanderbilt. I could see that for right now at 7-2, the preseason 1. They get, again, brands get the love here. Unfortunately, Notre Dame, they have in at 10 with a record of 6-2. Notre Dame is going to get that brand loyalty and love, even though they barely beat based on how they should have beaten Boston College, but they did. Now, if they run the table and they end up with just 2 losses, and those losses are to Texas A&M and Miami, I don't think it's going to hurt them. Because everybody falls in love with Notre Dame and all the people that they bring to the television. Texas Tech, they have at 9, BYU 8, Ole Miss 7, Georgia 6, Alabama 5, Oregon 4, Texas A&M 3, Indiana 2, Ohio State 1. That's right. They have 3 of the top 4 as Big Ten teams, and the SEC still to duke it out. Now, you could sit there and look at these projections. It is definitely not the end-all, be-all right now because there's way too much still to be determined. I have friends texting me saying, when are we going to make plans for the Big Ten Championship? I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on. Hold your horses. There's still 3 games left. You got to go to Penn State next week. I don't care how bad they've been. 4- and 5-star athletes. Tough place to play. Can be a pain. Let's, you know, injuries right now. Get through it. Wisconsin home game at Purdue. But there are way tougher schedules than that for a lot of these teams, including Ohio State, who hasn't beaten Michigan in, what, 4 years, 5 years? So it's a tall task for everybody. Do not freak out, although I know you will, when the top 12, when the college football playoff rankings come out on Tuesday. But that's what we're going to go by from here on out. Not the AP poll. The CFP rankings starting on Tuesday night. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens, will be with us on KMOX. It's 10:38. Apologies to the head coach of the Billikens. Billiken Report, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We're joined by the head coach at St. Louis University, Josh Schertz. You know I like being on time, but I got a little crazy on my World Series synopsis there, coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you should. What a great game. Allowed me to catch up on some beauty sleep, so you're good, man. I look better. I did, I did watch the World Series all the way through last night. I did not make the 18-inning game. Or whatever it was, but I did make last night.
Yeah, I didn't either on the 18-inning game. I was up at 4 a.m., so 2 hours of sleep didn't sound very good to me. How's your sleep lately with this team? Probably both. One, you probably have, you're a little anxious about getting this season started, but I sense that you really like this team, that everything has sort of been put into place just as you wanted it.
Yeah, well, sleep in season always stinks. So I've never had good sleep. Even the years we were, 32-1 or whatever. You know, you sleep terrible in late October all the way through the end of the season. But I do like the team. We got a group that I think has been really fun to work with. It's the things you want as a coach. I think it's a really ambitious group. Their work rate is super high, the way they practice. I think the team orientation, which is hard in today's, climate, is there. It's an ambitious group. I think they really want to accomplish things. I think, winning is important to them. Have been really competitive every single day. So a lot of fun. It's really high energy group when you walk in the locker room or on the court. There's a lot to enjoy. We've been going for 5 months, obviously today, June 2nd to November 2nd. So a lot of time together, a lot of work has been done. And now, we get to crank it up for real.
Josh Schertz is with us. Billiken's taking on Southeast Missouri State on KMOX tomorrow night at 7. I'll have the television call with Scott Highmark tomorrow and Tamar Scher. Looking forward to that on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Coach, we've talked a lot about your players. We know about Robbie, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, preseason watch list. He's a tremendous player on all facets of the game, really. He runs that offense. Paul Otieno, bringing him in to bang inside and do all those things. Quentin Jones can handle the ball. You've got some shooters in Trey Green, and not to mention Dunlap and Sharma can shoot it.
Yep.
Yeah, he can really shoot it. I'm really curious about all these swing players that you have. And by swing, meaning, McCautry really fits that role. Guys that can play almost all five positions from a defensive standpoint. What do you see for them offensively? And I'm talking like McCautry, Deion Brown, especially Kellen Thames.
Yeah, I think those three are and Quentin Jones is kind of in there. He's a little skinnier at 6'5", but has the length and the wingspan to be disruptive defensively. We love those swing guys. I think the more versatile and deeper your team, the better. It gives you a lot of solutions in a game to be able to attack things from a different way and say, well, this is not working, or we can match this, or maybe they're going small, we can go double big, or they're double big, we can go small but still guard them, and they got to guard us. And so I think Amari's taking great strides. Has really grown as a player. His passing, his rim decision percentage is through the roof. He's obviously a great finisher. He's got to clean stuff up, of course. I mean, he's got to be more consistent in every possession. But, defensively, when he's locked in, he's a terror on that end with his length and his quickness. And offensively, like I said, he's a wrecking ball downhill and attacks the rim. And he's gotten really good at, finding his teammates and making the right plays and finishing plays at the rim. And, Deion Brown, similar, great in transition, so explosive. He, Quentin Jones, and Kellen Thames are as good a transition players as they'll be in the Atlantic 10 in terms of, being able to turn, a missed shot or a turnover into something good for us. And so Deion, super downhill, can make threes, really physical, offensive rebounder, great cutter, a guy that can score a lot of different ways, very unorthodox game, but very effective and unbelievably competitive. And Kellen, has been, through the two games, I think, the two exhibitions or whatever you want to call them, scrimmages, you look at, I think he's averaging around, 16 points a game and 20 minutes a game, but also, seven rebounds, three or four steals, and shooting over 80%. So, Kellen's just always been a great, systematic fit. His ability to, he's kind of a little bit of a hybrid. If you look at our Indiana State teams, you know, he's got some Jason Kent to his game, you know, the cutting and athleticism and transition, but he's also got a sprinkle of Julian Larry with the ability to really, the quick twitch, the ability to touch paint, get his shoulders by, and, you know, he's just almost unguardable, you know, in transition when he gets ahead of steam going downhill. And so, no, we're really excited. Those guys, a big reason that we have the versatility we have, the kind of ability to play so many different ways is, you know, Amari, like you said, can guard 1 through 5. Kellen can guard, you know, 1 through 3, 1 through 4. Deion certainly 1 through 4. Paul Okiano can guard 1 through 5. So a lot of guys that bring a defensive versatility to our team that allows us to play a lot of different ways. And then offensively, you know, we can play with any kind of combination, and those guys are able to play in character. And that's due to the skill and the size of the guys on the court there, all the guys you mentioned.
Coach, you went to Peoria recently to play Bradley in an exhibition game. I did not get to see that, so I'm really curious your synopsis of that one. And having faced Brian Wardle so many times and knowing how tough his teams can be, how did you accomplish what you were able to accomplish?
You know, it was an interesting test. We did it on purpose. I always felt like, you know, first, you know, obviously I've gotten to know Brian well from my time in the Valley, and, you know, he's one of the really good coaches in college basketball. His teams are always super physical, super tough, and they also, for a Valley team, are probably the closest in terms of what you're going to see from an A-10 level in terms of the size and the physicality. So it was really intentional for us to play them in particular, and then also, you know, I wanted the game to be in Peoria, and I wanted fans there. I mean, I think they had around 4,800 is what they listed as, maybe, you know, right around 5,000 fans. So, you know, wanted to go to on a road trip, wanted our guys to get the experience. We only have, you know, one true road game in the non-conference. So for us, it was, you know, again, the game didn't count, but the experience counted, right? So I thought, you know, in the game, it was a little bit, I kind of said afterwards, it's one of those games where, you know, you look at the final result, and I think it was 98-77 in the 40 minutes that we played our main, you know, our both teams played their main guys. We played the fifth quarter with a lot of the walk-ons and, you know, and whatever. But the main four was, you know, 98-77. And, you know, we scored 98 points and turned it over 21 times. So, you know, offensively, it was something where we did a lot of good things. I think our pace was really good. We shared the ball incredibly well. I think 23 assists. I told the guys, we played exceptionally hard and we played unselfish. And that's why we were able to win. We got a lot of things to clean up. They got to the line 38 times. We fouled way too much. We turned it over 21 times. So there's a lot of areas of growth for us. But to go on the road, feel like you didn't really throw your best punch against a team that's projected to win the Missouri Valley by, you know, Ken Pom and Evan Maya and all these, you know, predictive services, and win by 20 plus is also, I think, really encouraging for, you know, we know we can play a lot better than we did on October 23rd.
You'll be taking on Southeast Missouri State tomorrow night. Before I ask you about them to close things out, let me ask you this, because I have not talked to you about this personally, was the decision to redshirt Kalu. And it sounds to me like you've got Jax Kerr sort of next in line for that trigger position. Is that where you're looking here? With the big man?
Yeah, I think you do things in a, you know, you try to align. It doesn't always align. You try to align what's best for the individual and what's best for the team. Of course, you know, just from a team standpoint, if you're looking at for a one-year window, having Kalu play this year would be probably, you know, best for us from a team standpoint. But if you think about it from a big picture standpoint and outside of just a one-year snapshot, you know, Kalu's a guy who has spent his first 3 years of his college career. He started, he's played, you know, right around 30 minutes a game everywhere he's been. He wasn't, you know, I wanted to wait till we got into October and after Iowa to kind of see where we were. And, you know, he wasn't in position to probably get the amount of minutes that not only, you know, that he's used to and accustomed to, but also that he probably deserves. I think he's had significant improvement from last year. And so, you know, the thought was, you know, with Robbie, with Paul, you know, certainly we have guys who can play the four position, guys like Amari McCautry, guys like Brady Dunlap, you know, guys like Deion Brown can also play up and play the quote-unquote four position. I thought, you know, it was a great opportunity for him to redshirt, use this year to development, allows us to graduate Paul and Robbie. I think it gives Jax an opportunity to to fight and get some minutes, which I think will be really beneficial in his development. I don't think Kalu as a senior would have benefited from any kind of spot minutes, and allows him to develop, grow, continue to evolve as a player. I think he'll be much better in 12 months. He's much better now than he was at the end of last season. I think that trajectory will continue. I think Jax has a chance to be an incredibly special player, and I think Jax will benefit as a freshman. So as we walk into 26-27, our thought was having a guy like Jax Kerr, who played some minutes as a freshman, and having a guy like Kalu Anya, who's a fifth-year senior, who's in his third year in the program, and we know is starter good at this level, would be a much better 26-27 than, you know, Paul, Robbie, Kluwall graduating, Jax redshirting, and trying to go with just Jax, Bedard, and having so much inexperience at that position.
You'll be taking on Southeast Missouri State tomorrow night. Brad Korn in his sixth year as Southeast Missouri's head coach. That happened fast. I covered him as a player. That guy could shoot it. He was a good player. Korn took his team to the NCAA tournament. I mean, credit to him. What do you see in his team this year?
Yeah, you know, it's a really challenging opening game. You know, they won the Ohio Valley last year. You know, they lost in the championship game of the tournament, but they were the regular season champions. They returned 9 players, so rare to have a team where you win that many games and you have the continuity to bring back 9 guys. So really, it's a lot of the same pieces from last year. They've obviously added really good, you know, NAI player who can score with that group. But, you know, they have a winning culture, winning pedigree. They got a lot of St. Louis kids. I mean, their backcourt with Ward and Stacker, those guys are St. Louis guys. They'll certainly be excited to be back home and playing in front of their friends and family. It's a really tough opening game. I think they're a team that'll win 20 plus games. I really do. They have Brad's done a great job with them in terms of coaching them. And I think they have, like I said, it's very rare, but they have really high levels of continuity. 4 of the guys that, you know, the 4 of their starters, I think, were starters last year. So or at least started some last year. It's going to be a really good challenge for us. They're really sound defensively, really tough, really physical. They've got a really good culture. They believe in what they do. They're surely not going to come in here and be, wowed by anything. So we're going to have to play very well to win. And I know our guys, understand that, this is going to be a big-time challenge. And I think we're excited for the opportunity to compete against a really good team on opening night.
I hope to see people over there. I'll be there tomorrow night. I cannot wait. And by the way, you can get tickets not only for that game, but I've seen season tickets as low as $150. I'm just saying there are some teams in town where $150 will get you one seat. For one game,
right?
Okay,
no.
So
yeah,
I mean,
come on out! It's a great time to come and support and get on early with our team. It's going to be has a chance to be a great year. I'm super excited about it. Come out, get in game one. I promise you'll get hooked and you'll come back.
Good to talk to you. Can't wait. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Tom.
There is the head coach of the Billikens, Josh Schertz, with us on KMOX. By the way, congratulations to SLU Men's Soccer. They are the top seed in the A-10. They won the A-10 title. They are the number one seed. Men's Soccer will take on number 8 LaSalle in the Soccer Championship quarterfinal round on Friday at 7 p.m. at Herman Stadium. So, and the Billikens men and women play on Thursday. So this is a big week in basketball. So you got basketball tomorrow, you got basketball Thursday, you got the men's soccer quarterfinal on Friday at Herman Stadium. Pretty fun stuff. They're the number one seed. They are back in a big way, the SLU men's soccer team. They've been ranked all year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and tell you about a team that is not doing well, the Blues. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, NFL picks, Ed Glotzbach, chairman of the BMW Championship. Tickets about to go on sale. Can't wait to tell you all about it. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations, live at 11:30. Bernie Miklas at 11:45. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Ray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
All right, just real quick, here's Blues coach Jim Montgomery after a 3-2 loss at Columbus, their seventh loss in a row.
What I liked was our defensive habits were significantly better, and I liked our first period and our third period. The biggest dislike from the game was too many turnovers trying to go east-west against a team that had three back all night long. And in the third period, we got in behind them and worked and forechecked, and we ended up generating a lot of scoring chances.
A lot of chances, especially in the third period there. I think you guys ended with 38 shots. Do you like to see that resilience from the team to try to keep fighting?
Well, we're building the right way. The results we're not happy with, but it's starting to get better and better. Like two games in a row where we're in the high 30s and shots on net. And if we continue to do that, we had a lot of deflections that their goalie made really good saves on, or they just went wide of the net. So we're in the right areas, and sooner or later, the puck luck's going to come our way.
Well, you certainly hope so. That is Jim Montgomery, the head coach of the Blues. They have lost seven in a row. They lost the last one before that in a shootout at home to Vancouver. Then they dropped this one on the road at Columbus. The Blues just having a really tough time with it here, trying to get it right. Their next game is at home tomorrow night, 7:30 face-off against the Edmonton Oilers. We'll take a break. A big 11 o'clock hour coming. Sports on a Sunday morning. Tom Ackerman with you from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.